Hi, my name's Pete Tormey, and I was asked to explain to people what I like most about the Bootstrapper's Breakfast. I think there's three things that I like about the Bootstrapper's Breakfast. The first is the enthusiasm, the second is the creativity, and the third is this kind of assurance or peace of mind you get from going to the Bootstrapper's Breakfast when you're bootstrapping your own business. I think the enthusiasm part really comes into play because entrepreneurs are their own breed of people. They tend to make rules instead of following them. And as a consequence, when you get a group of them together, there's a real high level of energy because these are people that do and don't just talk about doing. The enthusiasm becomes infectious. You find that people join in the enthusiasm because people start getting very animated when they talk. They believe in their products, they believe they have good solutions, or they believe the problems they have are very real and they need a good solution for it, and they tend to describe things very well, and it makes for a very fun and interesting meeting. The second thing I like about Bootstrapper's Breakfast is the creativity. Bootstrappers, like all entrepreneurs, have to be very creative people. That's the only way you can pull off something like starting your own business, especially when you're bootstrapping it, paying for it with your own way. That means that ideas flow across the table very quickly. People come in and they have a specific problem, and even if the problem doesn't pertain to you, You ask the problem to the group, or you suggest to the group what your problem is. They tend to get the idea very quickly because business problems are often the same, even in different industries. For instance, you can't get from beta to production, or you're having a hard time with creditors, or you're not sure what the first steps are when you have a new idea for a product. Everybody faces these exact same kind of struggles when you're bootstrapping a business. And so the solutions that come out, when you get four or five people that have solved or dealt with the problem of late delivery on a first product, especially a critical first product, when they all have try to grapple with the same problem, there's a whole bunch of very interesting solutions that are proposed by people. And it's a little hard to explain in a podcast, but you can actually watch the idea develop around the table as one person suggests a solution, and then another person chimes in with another solution, and then maybe a third person will think of yet another solution based on the input from the other person. And I find when I go to a Bootstrapper's Breakfast meeting, I come away with a page or often a half page of notes on things to look into, things to check out. And they might be as simple as going to a website and looking something up, or often there's a lot of detail, not because I have the same problem that somebody came to the Bootstrapper's Breakfast meeting with, but these creative solutions that people have jog my mind about other things I want to deal with, or they remind me or point out to me things that I should be more aware of and I need to go do a little more research on. And I think the last thing, there's a peace of mind that you get from the Bootstrapper's Breakfast. Everybody there has grappled with these issues of how to bootstrap a business. And because they've grappled with the issues, you can see them struggling with the same issues you have. And that gives you this idea or the impression that your problems aren't all that unique, that everyone else has done or had to deal with the same problems. And because they've had to deal with the same problems that you're dealing with, you're following a normal path. There's nothing unique about the problems you have. You aren't screwing it up. Everybody else had to do the exact same thing you're going through right now. And therefore, you kind of, even though you still may not have a solution when you leave the table, you know that you're going through the normal process of a business. And that gives you some sense that, okay, you're on the right track.